Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers. Hello and welcome to another episode of Weekly Scoop. I am Rahshan Saglam and I will be your host today. Just like every week, we have a few articles to discuss in the studio with our political analyst. Hello and welcome, Imad Rizq.
Hello.
Before shedding the light on those articles that we have for today, we are going to a brief report shedding the light on the headlines of the week. Headlines of the week, dear viewers, and we will be back. This week's headlines will start with Al Akhbar newspaper. Saudi women take on oppressive guardianship system. Confined for years to the margins of society by a repressive and dictatorial government, Saudi Arabia's women's rights advocates continue to revolt against gender segregation and absolute male guardianship. Islamists in Tripoli question Saudi decree. Tripoli's Islamists were shocked by the Saudi royal decree designating Al-Nusra Front, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, and the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist organizations. This recent development has raised many questions about the implications of the Saudi decision, its time objectives. Riyadh puts ISIS, Al-Nusra Front, Muslim Brotherhood, and Houthis on list of terrorist organizations. What is happening in the region has exceeded all expectations. The Gulf Cooperation Council has effectively split, with reports of plans for a new alliance bringing together Saudi Arabia and its clients in the Gulf, and with Egypt under Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Israeli forces shoot Palestinian dead at West Bank checkpoint. And now we move to Syria. Al-Mayadeen journalist killed covering fighting. A Syrian journalist has been killed covering clashes between government forces and opposition fighters in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor. And now we move to Al-Bawaba. Palestinian man shot dead at Jordan's Allenby Bridge border crossing. Arab foreign ministers defend Lebanon's right to resist Israeli aggressions. My resignation out of the question, says Libya Prime Minister. Fatah calls on Hamas to drop shameful Muslim Brotherhood agenda. And now we move to the Independent newspaper. Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 search and rescue helicopter team confirms yellow object. Sighting is not life raft from missing jet. Nuns kidnapped 3 months in Malulago are set free. Catherine Ashton says Iranian nuclear deal is still not guaranteed. Al-Qaeda executes Yemeni man accused of gathering information for US drone strikes. Nuns released by Syrians after 3 month ordeal. No guarantee of final nuclear deal with Iran, EU official says. Suicide bomber killed at least 45 at checkpoint in southern Iraq. Two main issues were spoken about in the headlines of the week, which were the freeing of the nuns of Malula, and the second one is the Saudi Arabia designating some groups on the terror list. We are going to start with the article from Al Akhbar newspaper speaking about the nuns of Malula and how they were freed. The article's title is Freeing the Nuns, Qatar's Continuing Influence. The release of the kidnapped nuns from Malula is yet another development linked to the ongoing battle in the Qalamun region in Syria. If you want to link the freeing of the nuns to the Qalamun battle, what is the link between those two?
First, maybe we cannot link it because what happened in Qalamun or in Yabrud especially, maybe it's not related to this moment. We are talking about this battle before 6 months or maybe more. But and when we can, if we can take the topics of the Imam related to Ma'lula, maybe now it's related to the misunderstanding between Qatar and Saudi. Maybe also it's a new role for Qatar and the region.
It is trying to
reconstruct their relation,
moderate role,
moderate or reconstruct their or remodeling their
positions
their,
in the region, yes. Maybe. Okay, the article also says over the span of the 3 months that the nuns were held hostages, their captors constantly made more demands, including the release of all Islamist detainees in Syria and Lebanon. The kidnappers only slowly began to abandon some of their demands as the soldiers of the Syrian army and Hezbollah came closer to the city of Yarmouk. So the article here is saying that the capturer or the kidnappers started decreasing their demands when the Hezbollah and the Syrian Arab army started capturing more areas in Yarmouk or sieged the area of Yarmouk. Why is that?
Look, if we link what happened related to these topics, maybe for me it's not related with Yarmouk, because if you talk about Jabhat al-Nusra or others extremists inside this region, these people, they don't care about the life
of
nuns or others people. They are looking just for war, for to make balance, to make balance with the Syrian army. But what happened, it maybe it's some relation related, maybe I can say maybe they need money. They use this
month, is the bargain.
Just we give you these people, give us money. Because I think it's not also related with the people who was
who were in prisons.
In prison or related with the war. Because if you look, there is a lot of people related to Syrian army with Jabhat al-Nusra also, or a Syrian people with Jabhat al-Nusra.
So they
why
are
they
only
don't
doing it
negotiate
for money.
About it?
It's an economical thing.
I think that it's related with money, and Qatar now is it's ready to pay money just because she have some misunderstand with Saudi. So when she pay, she can control
point.
She can control Jabhat al-Nusra. Plus, because Saudi Arabia put Jabhat al-Nusra or Daesh, ISIS. As a terrorist organization, now maybe Qatar they will start a new link with this organization just to profit. Now they are against Saudi Arabia. Now Saudi Arabia is against Qatar. So Qatar profit with this with
the
these people
situation.
To maybe to make a change. Maybe next step we can see and this extremist organization make an operation against Saudi interest in the region. Maybe they can, they say that they pay $4 million just for a negotiation or maybe plus, maybe, I don't know. But it was a rumor, it was a lot of people who say that there is money who was paid. So when you pay money, you control. When you control, it means you need something. So in this time, in this moment, I think that Qatar start to finance the terrorism between
Bracks,
to just because they have searching somebody to support their policies in Syria, maybe in all this region, because they need to make a terror balance with Saudi Arabia. And the other things, you can see that Saudi Arabia put some organization as terrorist, but on the other side, you can see that Islamic Front, who collect more than 55,000 killer inside Syria, and they are professional in killing, they are extremists.
They were trained, highly trained in Jordan.
By Saudi Arabia. So why they don't put these people? So for that, I think that Saudi Arabia continue to be aggressive in their policy inside Syria.
From one side, and from another side, they claim to be against terrorism.
Against terrorism because They are expecting a visit from Mr. Obama in 22 of March. So in this visit they will make a negotiation with the let's say American or the USA strategy in the region. So for American they need something, for Saudi Arabia they need something, to be in a, as a coalition together against terrorism, they have mm-hmm. to specify for Saudi Arabia who are terrorists mm-hmm. and who are not. Mm-hmm. So for that, as
but isn't it that what Obama was imposing on Saudi Arabia? We think that the Obama administration and the U.S. was imposing on Saudi Arabia to stand against terrorism. It is the time, they said it, it is the time that Saudi Arabia stop financing terrorism and stand against it. And this is the whole change in the Saudi Arabian policy in the region and specifically in Syria.
Look, for me, it's not a big changement. It's a tactical changement. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they chose Jabhat al-Nusra, mm-hmm. ISIS, as an extremist, mm-hmm. as a terrorist, as also related with the situation in Iraq mm-hmm. and situation in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And because at the end, Saudi Arabia is searching to get all this region mm-hmm. from Lebanon to Syria to Iraq to be under their control. Mm-hmm. But they will control this region using their own agent. Mm-hmm. For that, Jabhat al-Nusra was an ally from extremists outside Syria. Mm-hmm. It means from Libya, from Tunis, mm-hmm. from Algeria, from all Arab, maybe from Indonesia, from mm-hmm. Chechnya. So when you talk about all this organization inside Syria, I think that Saudi Arabia, they cannot control this. For mm-hmm. that, they put it like the American, Jabhat al-Nusra as extremist. Mm-hmm. But for Islamic Front, it's a national mm-hmm. extremist. Mm-hmm. So they can control them. And in negotiation, they are Syrian. Mm-hmm. They can be inside parliament. They can be inside the society. And they are from the Syrian society. Mm-hmm. So because Geneva 1 and Geneva 2, it was talking about extremists mm-hmm. coming to fight inside Syria. Now Saudi Arabia will cooperate against terrorism.
And the Syrian delegation in Geneva 2 has made it clear that what they want from Geneva 2 is fighting terrorism. This was the main idea for the Syrian delegation.
And Saudi Arabia say, okay, I'm ready mm-hmm. against terrorism. But who is from Syria and he is against Bashar al-Assad or against the government or against his state? He is opposition. Mm-hmm. So you cannot put him as a terrorist. Mm-hmm. They are a fighter. They are fighter for freedom, mm-hmm. for a new statement in the region, mm-hmm. maybe. And they are nationalists. So for that, you can see the Jabhat or Islamic Front inside Syria or others organization in Lebanon or in Iraq, they can be as a mm-hmm. national Islamist extremist, mm-hmm. not as Al-Qaeda who has overseas mm-hmm. organization. So when you talk about an organized crime, mm-hmm. organized crime, it's an organization outside border. Mm-hmm. For mm-hmm. that, you are talking about terrorism. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about people from within this country,
so
it's a national topic. Mm-hmm.
This leads us to our second article for today, and it's from The Independent. The article's title is Saudi Arabia Designates Brotherhood Nusra Front ISIS Terrorist Groups. And the article was written in Riyadh. Saudi Arabia has formally designated the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization in a move that could increase the pressure on Qatar, whose backing for the group has sparked a row with the fellow Gulf monarchies. So do you think that Qatar now is angry at Saudi Arabia for putting Muslim Brotherhood on the terror list?
Of course, Qatar is angry. Mm-hmm. But it's not angry from now, mm-hmm. from this topic. No. If you look to the, let's say, from 9/11 till now.
That much.
So you can see that Al Jazeera, mm-hmm. who was Qatarian media, mm-hmm. was promoting that Saudi, they are behind 9/11, mm-hmm. behind attacking Pentagon, behind the terrorism mm-hmm. all over the world. And
which made Saudi Arabia also angry at that time.
Yes, mm-hmm. and Qatar was behind this. Mm-hmm. And if you look also in all the Arab misunderstanding mm-hmm. related to what happened in Lebanon, related to Al-Ta'if and after Doha mm-hmm. negotiation. Also Saudi was angry because mm-hmm. Doha is replacing the agreement was Al-Ta'if mm-hmm. before for the settlement.
Qatar was trying to be the key player in the region.
She was playing to be as a geopolitical power in the region, or to make a balance with Saudi
and
Arabia.
And this is also what happened in Syria. Qatar was trying to play an important role in Syria by financing the oppositions or the armed groups in Syria. And then Saudi Arabia all of a sudden decided to finance the Islamic Front and finance terrorist groups in Syria as well.
Look, in this theory, you can see the American strategy related to the Zionist program in the region. Why? Because they are using both sides. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they are using Islamic Brotherhood, they are using the Salafism, the extremist Takfirism Salafist. At the same time, they are using both sides, but at a moment, they will put them against each other so to make the big clash. Why? To destroy all negotiation, to destroy all settlement in the region. And at the end, you can see Israel, and you can see all this state or or this government near to Israel fighting together against everything.
For the sake
of
cannot, the security
you cannot
of
know who is with who. So if you look now to this new settlement related to Islamic Brotherhood, related to the Salafists, you can see that at the end, till the end of 2012, Qatar and Turkey was financing or was supporting the Free Syrian Army, plus they are behind Islamic Brotherhood inside Syria and maybe also in Libya. But in a moment, you can see that when Saudi Arabia enter in this game, you can see that you cannot talk about the Muslim Brotherhood or Free Syrian Army. You start to talk about Jabhat al-Nusra and about Daesh.
ISIS,
and
Islamic Front.
In this moment, you see this changement. And in the other side, you can see in Libya, let's say, the stability stop. And you can see what happened in Egypt, what happened now in Sudan also, or what can happen in all this region in the Arab state.
If you want to analyze why did Saudi Arabia put the, we know that Nusra Front and ISIS are terrorist groups, and it was normal for Saudi Arabia to put them, and it was about time for everyone to put those two factions on the terror list. But why Muslim Brotherhood, knowing that Saudi Arabia was kind of backing Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt at first, but now why is Saudi Arabia against Muslim Brotherhood, which was a move welcomed by the Egyptian government, which is now under the control of the army?
Look, the relation between Muslim Brotherhood and Saudi Arabia, it was unstable, not from this moment, but to the history. If you look to the oldest history, it was a misunderstanding between the Wahhabism, the propaganda, Saudi propaganda for Salafism, and Muslim Brotherhood.
So
and
they, you can they see have different ideologies, you mean?
Different ideology, different target, because they are different, not related also to the political settlement, but also different in as the propaganda, the ideology, the Muslim or the Islamist propaganda related to their own focus on topics, related how to govern, how to use the Islam. As a political way. So if you look inside, not now, before maybe 45, maybe 55 years before, this game was the same. But now you can see the media focus on one. You can see that the geopolitics between the big power are using this tactical confrontation
those
between both this organization, to the Salafist, to the Muslim Brotherhood. But we can say also this misunderstand between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, you can see another misunderstand between Salafist and Muslim Brotherhood, but you can see also the third level, the misunderstand, tactical misunderstand between Israel and the USA, the USA policy. Why? Because USA is taking Israel as strategically, they are their ally, but tactically, no.
It is working with Iran on the other hand, and it is negotiating with Iran concerning the nuclear deal, and they had a big deal, USA and Iran. So this also upsets Israel and was not liked by Israel.
For that, you can see this tactical misunderstanding. But if you look to the strategy, Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Israel and the USA, they are on the same way as a strategic point. But tactically, maybe you can see now this difference point of view, but maybe next year you can see another point of view related to another topics, related to a new settlement.
After all, this is politics.
Yes.
We're going to continue the article. The article also said the U.S. allied kingdom has also designated as terrorists the Nusra Front and the Islamic State in Iraq and the greater Syria, whose fighters are battling Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Interior Ministry said in a statement published by state media, and Friday's move appeared to enforce a royal decree last month in which Riyadh, which backs some rebels a group in Syria with money and arms, said it would jail for between 3 and 20 years any citizen found guilty of fighting in conflicts abroad. So Saudi Arabia is ready to jail anyone who is fighting abroad, and it said that anyone who accuse or harm any leader or any another country, he is going to be punished. Is that fear of those fighters coming back to Saudi Arabia, just like what happened in Afghanistan and in Iraq?
I think that Saudi Arabia, now she's talking about what will be in the future, their national security. Because if we are going for a peace process in Syria, it means we are talking about thousands of these takfirists inside. I'm not talking about Syrian. I'm talking about Arab or, let's say, from Asia or Europe who was involved inside Syria. So these people, they have to live somewhere.
Where are they going? To Saudi Arabia?
So you have
main funder.
You have the border link to Jordan, to Saudi Arabia. This is the first way. You have the second way related with Yemen. For that, they put the Houthis.
Also leading to Saudi Arabia.
For that, they put the Houthis. It means what Saudi Arabia is talking now, she's talking about their own national security. Because they know.
They feel threatened now.
They know, and we know as information, that till the end of September of this year, 2040, we are going for a new regional order. A new regional order, it means instability in Saudi Arabia, one, related to this both linked from Syria to Saudi Arabia and from Yemen to Saudi Arabia. You can see a trouble inside Saudi Arabia related to, I don't know what, but related to their own future. You cannot see in the future Saudi Arabia.
If you want to talk
about, and the other thing, and maybe we can see also not the GCC future, but I can see the relation between GCC and Turkey and on the other side, what will be the role of Turkey in the next step. Because you are talking about Saudi Arabia and Turkey, the two
Islamic powers in the region. Not, we cannot say key players in the region now, but after all what happened, but we can say that Turkey and Saudi Arabia now are Islamic powers in the region, just like the Iranian state.
Yes, because when you talk about the misunderstanding between Muslim Brotherhood and Salafists, as if you talk about a misunderstanding between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, you have to talk about misunderstanding between Turkey and Saudi Arabia.
Unfortunately, they always compete, Saudi Arabia and Turkey, to who is going to be the ruler of the Islamic nation in the region. Unfortunately, our time is up. We wanted to speak about the dispute between the Persian Gulf countries that is going and which led to Saudi Arabia designation against those terrorist groups. But our time is up. Thank you so much for the great analysis, Imad Rezeq. Dear viewers, our time is up. Thank you for watching. I'll be seeing you next week.